Okay, Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph 33:8-2. Okay, we're a little bit more than halfway down the page. We're in the English, it's the end of the first column. Okay, the Mishnah said a din that when you see a scholar or an older person, you have to stand up. So it says, the Mishnah, I would think you can, you know, block your eyes as and make it as if you didn't see him. So it says, V'yareisim elekachi of tefir Hashem, Hashem knows what you're doing. So the Gemara says, this is from the Brice. Yochel yatzim einim. I could think you can close your eyes. Kimish leiroz, if he didn't see it. So the Gemara right away asks, what do you mean? Otu b'shi askinin. Are we speaking about wicked people?
What page you
on? 33A2. Beginning of the second column now. Otu b'shi askinin. Are we dealing with sinners that if he sees an older person, he's going to close his eyes? I mean, you know, the Torah is asking, like, I would think you can eat pig. I mean, like the guy's a sinner. So Gemara says like this. No, what it means is like this. I would think, we learned before, remember, how far away do you need to see him? So Gemara said 4 amos, right? 6 feet away. So I would think when he's 10 feet away, you close your eyes. The chimot is man chiyuva. Then when the obligation time came, when he came close to you, you don't see him, you should stand up. And as Gemara thought, it means like this. The guy's right in front of you, and you close your eyes and you don't stand up. So Gemara said, then there's a wicked person. He has an obligation to stand up. So Gemara says, no. It means he closes his eyes before he has to stand up. Let's say you have to stand up when he's within 6 feet of you. So let's say he's 20 feet away. I see him coming, so I'm going to close my eyes then, because I don't have an obligation to stand up yet, and then I'm not going to see him when he comes closer. So Gemara says, then that's also forbidden. Talking via Reisa, you need to stand up, even though you close your eyes when you didn't have to stand up yet. Then the Gemara says like this. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, it says you have to stand up that has respect. That's honor. Eze kima sheyesh behidur. What type of standing up is respectful? And lamed gimel lamed aleph. It may be 15 lines in the bottom. Eze kima sheyesh behidur. Have a emes zed dalit amis. Within 4 amis. So, because otherwise, you're not showing that you're standing up for him. It looks like you're standing up for who knows what. So when a guy comes within 6 feet of you, dalit amis, that's when you have to stand up. Amir Abaya Abaya said like this. Loya Modon, this din, that you have to stand up when he's within 6 feet of you, is Berabai She'ena Muvik, if he's not your primary teacher. If he's not your primary teacher, you have to stand up when he comes within 6 feet of you. Avo Berabai HaMuvik, but if it's your primary teacher, that means, like Rashi says, or the Mefarshim explained, that you learned most of your wisdom from, Mole Einov, as soon as you see him from the distance, no matter how far it is. If it's a non-primary Rebbe, then you need to stand up when he's within 6 feet. If he's your primary Rebbe, you have to stand up whenever you see him. And the Gemara says, Abaya, and the Gemara says, Taka, that's what Abaya did. Abaya michi have a chosen le lu'udne de chamer de Rav Yosef. Well, Abaya, when he saw the ears of Rav Yosef's donkey, Rav Yosef, Mashiach comes on a donkey, Rav Yosef went on a donkey. So he says, when Abaya saw